Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Now, 23 people, as I mentioned, were arrested during a second night of disturbances at the City West Accommodation Centre in Dublin, which Gardaí say was predominantly carried out by teenagers and young adult males. Of course, this raises broader questions about the strain on Ireland's immigration system. And Conor Lally, Irish Times crime and security editor, was there last night and joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Conor. Tell us what you saw last night, what the mood was like, and also about the Gardaí's reaction.
Yeah, so I guess last night Gardaí changed their tactics a bit in the sense that they blocked off the approach roads into that I-Pass centre at City West. So, you know, on Tuesday night you had a very big crowd right outside the entrance and those clashes between the crowd and Gardaí, obviously. Last night, as I say, those roads were blocked off. So you had a big security cordon around this I-Pass centre, roads blocked off, maybe 500 yards away, 1 kilometer away, and then groups congregated at various points around that cordon, and then there was clashes between the protesters and the Gardaí at those various locations. So at about 7 o'clock last night, a group of maybe about 200 protesters were in place fairly close to the I-Pass centre. They were ordered to leave under the Public Order Act. There was a few clashes there between them and the Gardaí. There was fireworks again fired at Gardaí, glass bottles and bricks thrown and so on. The guards then charged them down the road. And then I suppose for the next really 3 or 4 hours, there was public order Gardaí, both on foot and on horseback, charging people down roads at various locations around that cordon. As you said in your intro, we had over 20 arrests. I think it was up to 24 by late last night, including 2 juveniles, and 22 of those people are due before the courts today from 10 a.m. So again, a fairly active night last night. The crowd wasn't as big, but it was quite chaotic because there were groups all over the place. This was what I saw primarily was, you know, teenage boys and young men looking to, I guess, provoke a reaction from the guards and to be chased by the guards. And that really continued for hours last night.
Okay. The guards do appear to be better organised than in previous instances of public disorder like this, Conor. Is that fair to say?
I think so. When we saw the riots in November in the city centre in November 2023, I think the Gardaí were probably caught out. You know, their tactics weren't very well drilled. Their equipment was probably poor. Even things like their shields, their riot shields, they were too big, too heavy. So they were very cumbersome. And since then, they have been, you know, they've trained extra public order Gardaí. They've got a lot of new equipment, and they just seem to have been better drilled over the last 2 nights. They move around in teams of people, and they've been able to move crowds backwards very, very quickly. The pepper spray that they have is far more powerful. It can spray for, you know, far further, so it can be really far more effective. And certainly what I saw on Tuesday night was that the pepper spray was the real, you know, secret weapon of the guards. Once a few of the guards spray that pepper spray, the crowd just had to leave.
Yeah.
And it was very effective at forcing those crowds back.
And just lastly, Conor, was there a community presence? Was it all teenage lads and young men, you know, that element of thuggery that people have described previously? Or was there a community presence from Saggart and the area as well?
I mean, I didn't get a sense of any community presence, I'll be honest with you, either on Tuesday night or last night. Certainly last night, the crowd was slightly different. It was younger people looking for a, you know, chase off the guards, effectively. And then the previous night, you know, there was a much wider range of ages. But I didn't get any sense that this was local concerned people coming out to protest. Obviously, there have been genuine concerns there, and there have been, you know, local groups active. But I think this crowd was, you know, pretty different.
Yeah, that group wasn't involved in this. Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that this morning. That's Conor Lally there, Irish Times crime and security editor. And we're joined now by Matt Carthy, Sinn Féin's Justice, Home Affairs and Migration spokesperson. Good morning to you, Matt. I suppose your reaction to what we've seen unfold over the past 48 hours.
Well, first of all, I want to wish those injured Gardaí well and a speedy recovery. I also want to commend the Gardaí, particularly those on the front line, but also Garda management. And I'm speaking as somebody who has been critical in the past in terms of how Gardaí have managed these type of events. But I think in terms of intelligence and management, we talk a lot about learning lessons. I think it's quite evident that lessons have been learned. I also want to commend the Gardaí for the way in which they've managed public utterances and have clearly distinguished between those who have travelled to, and largely have travelled to the City West complex with a violent intent, and those who have both from the local community and beyond who have serious and very genuine concerns about what has transpired over the past couple of days. So I think while it's important to recognise the very genuine public anger that many people are feeling, it's also important that Garda have a robust and a speedy response to those who have no other intention.
Yeah, and Matt, I don't know if you heard what Conor Lally said there. He said that they're notwithstanding what you just mentioned about community concerns or legitimate concerns, that is not what was going on over the last two nights outside City West, that it was not a community-led protest, that this was a different element, that this was teenagers, young men and thuggery.
Clearly, clearly. Now, I do think on Tuesday night it is quite possible, and listening to the Garda Commissioner yesterday, I think this was recognised. There were people who attended to protest and within their rights and their constitutional rights to protest. I think it's probably fair to say that those who attended last night did so in the full knowledge that this was going to be a violent disturbance. And I think in both instances, Gardaí managed it well. And I hope that they will be in a position to contain the situation over today and over the coming days, because the people who are suffering and who are bearing the impact of all of this are the local residents of the Sagart community and wider community, the residents of the City West complex. And all the while, the real live concerns in respect of community safety, in respect of child welfare, and in respect of how
Matt, talk to me about that. What would you say to people within the community who have those concerns? I am not talking about people who are out throwing bricks or bottles or etc., setting things on fire, but people who have the concerns that you've just outlined.
Yeah, I think they need to hear from the political system today a very live response, that those concerns are being listened to and that there isn't a need to engage in the type of confrontations we've seen. Local Sinn Féin deputies Mark Ward and Eoin O'Brien have been engaging with government and have been essentially pleading on behalf of their constituents with the minister for quite a number of months now to have a proactive engagement in terms of public and community safety issues in and around the City West complex. Those calls have largely gone unheeded. There are issues then, of course, in relation to child welfare, and we still have a lot of questions in respect of how a 10-year-old child can apparently go missing and nobody knows about it, and then that there is the potential, and in this case an alleged sexual assault on that child. And then finally, people want to know the answer to the question as to how somebody can be in this state on a deportation order for 6 months and how they haven't been forced to leave the state in line with that deportation order. So those are questions, and they're very serious questions and valid questions that need to be answered, and people need to be given assurances that they're going to be answered so that we don't see a repeat of the situation that resulted in a man who was subject to a deportation order currently being before the courts.
Matt Carthy, Sinn Féin's Justice, Home Affairs and Migration spokesperson. Thank you very much for joining us.
A little bit of breaking news this morning. Vladimir Zelensky in Brussels this morning telling Sky News a ceasefire is, of course, possible. But he did say we need more pressure on Russia. This follows a stormy meeting between Zelensky and Donald Trump earlier this week that apparently descended into something of a shouting match.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.